Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. There are certain subjects that no one really wants to talk about, like incontinence, herpes, menopause, and visits to the proctologist. Since 1982, the women of the Rapid City group Trash have been tackling these uncomfortable topics through song. They take familiar tunes like Danny Boy and Shine On Harvest Moon and turn them into humorous odes to various medical maladies and conditions. Trash, which stands for Truly Rational and Sane Humans, presents a couple of shows at the Performing Arts Center of Rapid City on Saturday. The show is a fundraiser for Feeding South Dakota, and we have a few members of Trash with us in our studios at the Dahl Arts Center. I believe we have Janice Knutson, Kara Flynn, Julie Evans, Janine Walker, and Molly Okrafka with us. Welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
So I don't know who wants to be the spokesperson up front for the group, but there's a couple of you that aren't there in the studio.
Yes, there are a couple who aren't here today. One of them is out of town, or she certainly would be today.
Okay. Trash made its debut, as I understand it, in 1982, and judging from the photo, it looks like the initial inspiration was the television program MASH?
It certainly was. And as it happened, somebody who was going to join that original group in 1982 said, not MASH, more like Trash. So needless to say, she's not with us anymore, but we did let her live. And then we got busy trying to think of words that would capture what it is that we are and what we do, and that, of course, is truly rational and sane humans.
But
off stage,
but on stage, what happens?
Oh my,
we're anything but.
We're irrational and insane. But fun.
We sing to familiar tunes, and we have a wonderful songwriter, or word lyricist, I should call her. And so she takes those tunes and puts lyrics to them that have to do with medical topics that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but that are really quite funny.
Well, how did the whole medical topic source for the music, how did that all come about?
Well, the original group was made up of physician spouses, and it was really old. It almost as old as I am. And they were singing in 1957, and then they came together every couple of years to perform for a medical meeting here and there. But they didn't do what we do, and we had an opportunity to start writing our own stuff, and the rest is history. So it was mostly that we felt we could make fun of our husbands. In those days, they were mostly husbands.
And what was that initial reaction from those husbands?
Well, many of our husbands don't come to see us, and it's one of those topics we don't talk about at home, kind of like religion and politics. But other than that...
So this sounds almost like sort of a secretive endeavor, or that you go on stage and it's a completely different thing.
We sort of blow the doctor's wife's stereotype out of the water, needless to say.
We also make fun of ourselves.
Ah, and how do you do that?
Well, we have a song about doctor's wives.
Uh-huh.
And we get up in front of people and actually sing these songs. That's pretty funny.
Well, since you're there, I understand that you have a couple of songs that you're willing to share with our audience that I'm assuming are radio appropriate.
Whoa! Well, do they have to be? Well, we might need to leave now.
We'll see what happens. Maybe the FCC won't take our license away.
I hope not.
Okay. Well, Charles,
I'm going to play a little note for us.
Okay.
While she's doing that, I want to mention that our pianist, Mary Lou Torrey, who is a wonderful addition to our group, is out ill today, and otherwise she'd be with us. So we want to make sure she gets acknowledged. Yeah. We also have another member here, Carol Wittenberg, and we have a couple people who are not here, Diane Iverson and Patricia Lawler and Heather Rettearth.
Okay, and since you don't have your pianist, your accompanist there, you're singing a cappella?
A cappella as well as
yeah.
We can.
Yep. Okay. We have a pitch pipe instead of Mary Lou, which is really scary.
Okay,
let's see what happens here.
Here we go.
I give them a note, and then we start.
Oh, dull collax, me pipes are clogged. From here to there, me bowels are locked up tight. And I must go real soon or be exploding. And if I do, the stuff will really fly. So clean me out, just like a rotorooter. And do it fast, for time is running low. If ye can help me with me sticky problem, oh, Dulcolax, dear Dulcolax, I love ye so.
That song always makes Kara cry.
So where did you get the idea to sing about, was it Dulcolax?
Dulcolax? Well, have you never been constipated?
I don't know if I want to share that with you right now.
Oh, a little TMI, huh? Well, we don't believe in TMI and trash, but okay. It was something like that. It's something that people face. So, well, they don't face it exactly, yeah. But anyway.
Well, Molly O, you're the one that writes the lyrics to the songs?
Yes, I do.
So how does that begin? Do you have, okay, we're going to write about Dulcolax or...
Molly O always has a notebook on hand, uh-huh. And you'll see her in the corner just jotting stuff down when we have normal conversations, and pretty soon a song will pop up.
So we don't have normal conversations, but songs come up in a variety of ways. Sometimes the piece of music will interest us, like we have a song about chocolate to Evita, for instance. We have a song about, dare I say, pubic hair to mine hair. And sometimes it comes up with topics. The mine hair actually came up from a hair conversation we had in a car.
No, it doesn't sound like that embarrassment is a problem.
Certainly is not in our group.
Because all of us in here are beet red.
I'm glad we can't see you, but we look pretty normally colored right now.
Yes, and actually, we love it when our audience turns red. It's a good sign.
So you're talking about the audience reaction. Obviously, you want to get a laugh from them, but you don't mind if they're twitching a little bit in their seats.
Oh no, we like surprising them and sort of expanding their envelope, I'll say.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, this is Kara Flynn. And making it more comfortable for them to talk about challenging situations that we all go through, too.
Exactly.
We actually were asked to perform at Todd County High School a few years ago, and to really open up some dialogue between the teenagers and counselors and their parents.
So really, that part of the motivation, I guess, is just to make these things topics, things that we shouldn't be embarrassed about.
Exactly.
And I think it's very interesting for us to be on stage and watch the audience reaction. It's like, yeah, I want to talk about that, but I'm kind of afraid to laugh. Then there are others that just laugh immediately. So the audience reaction really depends on the person and how they handle these topics. But we really bring out the topics in people.
Well, let's see how we can handle this next topic. Did you have another song for us?
Why, yes, we do.
We have lots of them.
Okay, well, what are you going to share for us next?
Well, this is we refer to it actually as a public service song, and we also believe that women should have mammograms if they need them and when they get old enough, which many of us are.
Mammography spells humiliation. Squash your boobs between two plates. It's a procedure for which I can wait. I'm flat enough already, which brings up an interesting point or two. I'm not sure there is enough here to do.
That's the group Trash, which stands for Truly Rational and Sane Humans. They're presenting a couple of shows at the Performing Arts Center of Rapid City that comes on this Saturday. Should mention that the show is a fundraiser for Feeding South Dakota. Now, your shows, you've been doing these over a number of years. Are each show different? Do you have a certain theme, a surrounding theme on the show?
Every couple of years, we develop a new theme. This one is Trash Goes On and On and On because we're 32 years old. The one before was Laughing Matters, and that gives you an idea of the themes that we create, I guess you'd say. So it changes. It changes fairly often.
Now, how as far as the those of you in the group have do members of Trash come and go, or is pretty steady?
I think we stay. Mm-hmm. And I think it depends upon what's happening in our lives at the time. Most of us are mothers, but a lot of our kids are grown now. Some of them had to take some time off because they were having babies or their kids were in school. And now we're 32 years old. We are not 32 years old. But
the group, wouldn't that be nice?
We would like to be. We have songs about being 32 years old, and we have songs about aging. But as I started to say, our group depends a lot on lifestyle and who can participate at the time.
But it is dynamic. People mm-hmm. are in and out as they need to be. And there have been about 35 women who have come to Trash for a time as their lives allowed.
It must be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
if
really
it wasn't
fun.
For my Trash family, my kids would not be here today.
Oh.
A lot of therapy goes on at the meetings.
So this is beneficial for you as well.
Very beneficial.
I also want to mention that Trash, when we do a performance, we do write a special song for most of our groups that we sing for, and that just depends upon the group that's asked us to sing. But sometime we'll have a song for public broadcasting.
Sometime.
Well, we have it written already, by the way.
Okay.
We just don't have it rehearsed.
You don't have it rehearsed. Well, we still have a couple of minutes here. I don't know if you want to share another song.
We will, but first I want to say something that is very important, and Julie alluded to it, and that's the fact that probably the very most important thing Trash does, aside from raising funds for health and community-related charities, is that we are a family, and we help each other through all the things that happen in life, and there are lots of them.
Some of the things you're probably singing about as well.
Yeah,
some. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we don't discriminate. This next song is about the men.
Okay, all right.
Hate my prostate. Yes, I hate my prostate. Hate my prostate because it's getting big.
It makes me get up at night. Think it does it out of spite.
Up at night, out of spite. Oh, hate my prostate. Yes, I hate my prostate. Hate my prostate because it's getting big.
I take a leak, it's hard to start. Come on, prostate, have a heart.
Hard to start, have a heart. Up at night, out of spite. Oh, hate my prostate. Yes, I hate my prostate. Hate my prostate, cause it's getting big.
Can't finish and the stream is itty-bitty, teeny, weeny, small.
Drip, drip, drip.
Won't get any sleep at all.
Stream is small, sleep at all. Hard to start, have a heart. Up at night, out of spite. Oh, hate my prostate. Yes, I hate my prostate. Hate my prostate, cause it's getting big.
And that's Trash with a song about hating the prostate. A song for the men there. Trash, again. Been around for 32 years, and they've got a show coming up on Saturday at the Performing Arts Center in Rapid City. Show at 4 o'clock and 7:30. Is that right?
That is correct.
And how often do you get to perform?
It varies greatly. Anywhere from 3 times a month to 1 a month.
We mainly perform for private parties, fundraisers, and this is actually one of our very few public performances.
So this is a rare opportunity for everyone to get to...
Those are nice words for it.
Yes. Okay.
And also a great opportunity to support Feeding South Dakota.
Definitely.
Now, all the profits, no matter what the show you're doing, it's nonprofit. That's always been, you know, you're helping to raise money for various organizations. That's always
yes.
been a part of Trash.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've raised over $250,000. As a matter of fact.
And why is that? Just because this is something you're doing for fun, and it's on the side, and just want to have some other positive benefits to
do. I don't think it's on the side for any of us. I mm-hmm. think it's right smack dab in the middle of our hearts, and it is because we care, because we really care and believe in what we're doing.
Now, the show's coming up on Saturday. I guess it's safe to say that these are adult shows.
Yes.
PG-13.
starting at 13?
PG-13.
Oh, PG-13. I thought maybe that was the cutoff, but maybe more like, more like 21. Or, well, for how, you know, for someone, okay, we've been listening to you sing a couple of songs, so listeners here listening to Dakota Midday have an idea of what trash is all about. How do you explain what you do to others who've never heard you?
There are a lot of different ways, and we've talked about much of what needs to be said to try to make people understand, but we also say in our intro that there's no way to prepare people for what they're about to experience, and then we go ahead and say, fasten your seatbelts, you're in for a very wild ride. We also say that once upon a time an audience member came up to us and said, because we always start with laughter is good medicine, because we believe that too. He came up and he said, it better be good medicine because it's the only medicine I can afford.